The Senate Judiciary Committee is considering the nomination of Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama, for attorney general. He's the first Donald Trump appointee to go before Congress this month, and he's been here before, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee in 1986. He was eventually rejected then for a federal judge post after accusations that he had sympathies for the KKK and had launched a failed prosecution of black voting rights workers. He addressed all that in his opening statements today. Let's listen.
I was accused in 1986 of failing to protect the voting rights of African Americans and of condemning civil rights advocates and organizations and even harboring, amazingly, sympathies for the KKK. These are damnably false charges.
NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang has been listening in. Elsa, in the 80s, a judge questioned Jeff Sessions' reasoning and his attempt to prosecute those black election workers. They were cleared. And then also his critics said that Jeff Sessions made racist comments about the KKK and others. How much is all of that past history coming up today?
It's coming up a little bit, but not as much as what was expected. There was a torrent of opposition from outside groups who brought up his past. But senators today have been mainly focusing on his record for the last 20 years while he's been in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, and he definitely has his supporters today. Here's Chuck Grassley, the senator from Iowa.
Senator Sessions' entire life of dedicated public service has prepared him for this day. If he's confirmed, and I expect that he will be, Senator Sessions will shed his role as a legislator who writes law, and he'll take on the task of enforcing the laws Congress has written.
And in general, this is going to be going on for 2 days, Elsa, but in general, you know, so far, what's your sense of, what the panel is feeling?
Well, the overall tone, I mean, on the Republican side has echoed Grassley. His Republican colleague, Sessions, colleagues have praised his character. They've given him multiple chances to speak directly into the microphone to anyone listening who might suspect that he's a racist, given, you know, the controversy from the 1980s. In one colloquy with Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Graham asked him, you know, being a Southerner, how does it feel when people assume and call you racist? And Sessions says, you know, it feels bad, and that he hopes his tenure as senator has shown people that the caricature that was created of him in the 1980s is not accurate. As a Southerner who actually saw discrimination, he knows that discrimination is wrong, he says, and he knows the country needs to do better and that we as a country can never go back. Now, Democrats have been courteous. There have been no explosive back and forths, but they have been consistently hitting him on issues like immigration, LGBT rights, women's rights, and whether he can remain independent from Donald Trump, because he did campaign for Trump quite vigorously during the campaign season.
Well, talking about that independence, that came up right at the very outset because, right, as you said, he's been criticized for being a political supporter of Donald Trump, his presence on the campaign trail seeming to support Trump's calls to lock up Hillary Clinton. So here's Sessions seeming to head off that criticism in his opening statement. He's defining the role of the attorney general.
He or she must be committed to following the law. He or she must be willing to tell the president or other top officials if he or they overreach. He or she cannot be a mere rubber stamp.
And in fact, Sessions said that he would recuse himself from any questions about Hillary Clinton because of his relationship on the campaign trail with Donald Trump. But you mentioned the issues he's being asked about. Here, Sessions is asked about his views on same-sex marriage and whether the issue is settled.
Supreme Court has ruled on that. The dissents dissented vigorously, but it was 5-4, and 5 justices on the Supreme Court, the majority of the court, has established the definition of marriage for the entire United States of America, and I will follow that decision.
Elsa Chang, Jeff Sessions also asked whether he considered Roe v. Wade settled. How do you respond there?
Well, he said, yeah, it is the law of the land. It's been established, settled law for quite a long time, Sessions said. So, he says, even though he doesn't agree with the decision, it's a decision that deserves respect. And as attorney general, he said he would follow it.
Well, let's play a little bit more. A clip from early on in the hearing when Susan Collins, the senator from Maine, was speaking and was interrupted.
And to offer my support for his nomination to be our next attorney general.
For what?
If I remember, this is a woman who was yelling, his voting record is evil, do not vote for Jeff Sessions, white supremacists. Others chanted things like, no KKK. And also, this is a reference to the history that we were talking about. But there seemed to some observers that there have been far more of these interruptions than we've seen in the past. Your sense?
Well, you know, protests at congressional hearings are very, very normal. In fact, it's one reason reporters want to be inside the hearing room, not just watch the hearing on TV, so reporters can capture the color in the crowd. It is quite common to see eruptions from the crowd. However, that said, there have been many, many interruptions today during Sessions' hearing because of these protests. You know, tensions are running high. Sessions' hearing is one of the first confirmation hearings for Trump's cabinet picks. Sessions is one of the most controversial cabinet picks. So, yeah, there definitely have been interruptions in the crowd. But if you look at Sessions' demeanor throughout this morning, at least so far, he doesn't seem to be derailed at any one of those interruptions. In fact, I think he's been quite emotionally prepared that this would happen. He immediately stops talking. He waits for the interruption to stop. He waits for the protester to be led out of the room. None of the senators push for the hearing to continue as the protest is being addressed by Capitol Police officers. And then Sessions just resumes. It's been actually quite a smooth day so far.
Congressional correspondent Ailsa Chang following the Senate Judiciary hearings of Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General. It's going to be going on for a while, and we'll follow it. Ailsa, thank you.
You're welcome.